It is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. Of course, you can find Main Street Magazine throughout our tri-state region at various locations, but you can also find... Well, wait a second here. I don't see anything there. Let's try this again. You can also find it, of course, at mainstreetmag.com. That is mainstreetmag.com on the web. They have a new issue that is out right now. I'm sitting here looking at it in front of me, and let's see if Thorin is there. Good morning, Thorin.
Morning. How are you?
Good. I lost you for a second there.
Oh, it didn't come through.
Yeah, but we're A-OK right now.
Yes, we are.
And we have no control over the computers anyway, so whatever happens, happens.
Exactly.
Well, you've got the new edition up on the web and probably out on the street as well.
It's going to be hitting newsstands tomorrow.
Tomorrow. All right. So we'll get a sneak peek of it today, as a matter
Certainly
of fact.
Certainly do.
What I like about this is I always like to look at your little opening. This month, it's learning from the past. And you've got you basically look at this as like a history issue.
This is our, we don't put it on the cover, but it is our history issue. This is our second history issue. And, there's so much rich history around here. We thought it'd be fun and exciting to change things up a little bit and reflect and appreciate what has happened before us.
It's great. Once again, if you're looking for the new magazine, it'll be out at various locations starting tomorrow. But it's on the web right now, the web version, mainstreetmag.com. Like the artist profile for this month.
Yeah, isn't it fun? A fun one?
Yeah, and a great picture, by the way, as well, that goes with that.
Yes. It's CB, I don't know where he finds all these fantastic people, but he, month after month, brings us, you know, new feature of a new person and all kinds of, you know, it's not just a fine artist or a sculptor. It's, you know, it varies greatly what kind of artist he looks for, and he tries to go with our theme a little bit, even though, you know, history is a little hard, but, you know, it's a great, wonderful feature.
You know, and what's interesting about his feature where you find these interesting people, and we found this out over the past couple of months, the people we have around here that are whether it's in the arts, whether it's in books, whatever it is, I mean, just look at the various movies that have been shown at the Sharon Playhouse, and people with a local connection or even are either involved in the making, the filming, the producing, the writing. We have an incredible array of talent that live amongst us in just about every form of the arts, visual, and like I said, movies, books. It really is amazing how many people reside in this area that have things to offer us on a local level that people also like on a national level.
I feel like, you know, the amount of talent we have here and just uniqueness, and we literally have people from all over the world, and it's so fun to kind of see the richness of our community.
Now, there's another article. We're speaking with Thorin Christendotter, by the way, Main Street Magazine, mainstreetmag.com on the web, and throughout the tri-state region, you can pick up at different locations. There is a great article on here. I've known the Sagalas for a long, long time. Sagala Turnkey Housing has been one of the original underwriters of what we've tried to do here at Robinhood Radio. And you have a great story on Sagala Turnkey Housing out of North Canaan called Prefabulous.
They are Entrepreneur Feature of the Month, and Christine has wanted to interview them for a while, so I'm so happy that she did, because I personally found the story to be fascinating. I had no idea about 80% of what it actually goes into, you know, making a prefab house, and the differences of it and their process and how many people they employ locally. So I thought it was an all around amazing story.
And what you don't realize is with prefab houses is, and there's a great picture of it in between, if you leave Hotchkiss School and head towards Housatonic Valley Regional High School, it shows where a prefab house was added to a barn structure. And you look at some of the prefab houses, you cannot really tell from the outside now or the inside prefab houses. They have come that far, and they are that plentiful all throughout. I think they're like the craftsman houses of the 1900s, except it's you know, 2020. It really is amazing what you can do right now with the prefab construction.
Yeah, and I thought one of the things that really stuck out to me is the fact that they make these all inside and then move them. And, you know, of course, you know, prefab houses, they move them, but I didn't realize that it was all made inside, and the process that goes into it, and, you know, what categorizes it as a prefab in that regard, and about the zoning and all that type of stuff. So I thought it was quite interesting about the entire process, and, you know, it kind of changed my perspective on prefab houses to some extent.
Well, you know, you take it, you pour a foundation. If you live in our area where there's foundations and there's cellars, you pour your foundation. And if you have your house built on site, you have it built on site. But you can also build the house, spec it out and everything at prefab, and then have it delivered to the site. I don't know the comparison, the cost comparison or anything like that, but I do know that prefab houses are now no longer looked down upon because of all the different options and all the different things you can do with them in advance. It really is, and it's pretty amazing. Sagalas has been there for, like we said now, it's a long, long time that they've been around.
Yeah, I forget now what it, but it says in the article, I think it's, you know, over 30 years, isn't it?
It's a long time. Well, like I know that we've been doing this radio station a long time, and I've been dealing with them for a long time, so it's just a long time. Tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, will be October, and that means Halloween, and you have a nice story on haunted houses.
Welcome to the real estate article of October. We took a little liberty with it, but it's something that, you know, some people believe in, and, you know, there's a rich history too of different houses, and a lot has happened in them. So Christine wanted to examine different aspects of what you have to, if you're selling a house, what you have to let people, the potential buyers or the realtors, know about it, like if you have a ghost, and, you know, some of it's a little morbid, you know, but she references, you know, some houses that have had people die in them or whatnot, and the impact on the house. And, you know, some houses around here have supposedly have a residence in them, and so how that impacts the sale, potential sale of the house.
All right, and for this edition of Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio, we have to talk about this article because it ties in with flu season, it ties in with the pandemic, and that is the great influenza of 1918.
It talks about that, but it talks specifically about it in our region and how it kind of spread through Connecticut and how they dealt with it. And I, you know, we thought it was a fantastic tie-in to obviously what is going on right now, you know, in addition to our theme, and, you know, drawing the similarities of what they had to deal with about, you know, over 102 years ago and what we're dealing with. And, you know, seeing that this has happened before, and, you know, our great-great-grandparents have had to deal with this, and now it's our turn. Just to, you know, look at the differences and the similarities. It's interesting, for sure.
Well, you know, and the reason I find the article so interesting is that I just yesterday recorded an interview with Sharon Hospital talking about the upcoming flu season, flu shots, the pandemic. And yes, we even go back to 1918 and talk a little bit about the flu then, because we're in that time of year now where, especially if you're, well, let's just say 60 years or over, on top of the pandemic, you now have to really be vigilant. And if you don't feel well, just don't go to places, go to a doctor, because it could be the flu. It could weaken your immune system, and with the pandemic, who knows? So it's an interesting story, and it ties in perfectly with a history of with a look back. I think the way you take these stories, and we always say here at the radio station, you can think globally but act locally. All these stories that you have in here tie in with that. That there's always that local connection to the greater good and to the greater worldwide, even though you keep it local.
Oh, of course, and that's what I love about how talented my writers are, and they're able to do that and come up with ideas that are just amazing and, you know, resonate so well with, you know, our neighbors and friends who live here.
Well, it's Main Street Magazine, and Thorin, once again, you'll hit the areas where you normally have them out beginning tomorrow, right?
Yes, my printer told me yesterday that we should have them by early afternoon tomorrow, so Libby and Griffin will probably hit the road hard on, what's today? Today's Tuesday, so Wednesday. They'll hit the road hard on Thursday and Friday, so by the weekend it should be out everywhere. Obviously, we get them delivered to Millerton, so we'll, you know, do the immediate Millerton, kind of Lakeville, Sharon area first, and then draw us, you know, our spiral circle out from there as they do their deliveries. But by the weekend, they should be in all the local spots. Or if you don't know where to find it, give us a call or go on our website. We have every single location listed on our website.
And you can get a sneak peek of mainstreetmag.com. Also, it's up there on the site. All right, Thorin, we'll speak to you next week. Have a great week.
Thank you so much.
Take care. That is Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. Of course, mainstreetmag.com on the web, and beginning on Thursday at various sites throughout the tri-state region.